بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, and my guest speaker for today's discussion is Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, today's question is that, were there any cases of prophets of Allah or infallible imams or maybe the other ulama talking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, direct talk with God, the sole creator of the whole universe, has been always a controversial topic. The possibility of this action and whether any cases took place in the history of Islam and all the religions from Adam to up to now, or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Muslims, we do believe in the concept of wahy, or revelation.
Yes.
And sometimes it is called wahy, sometimes it is called ilham. So we have revelation and inspiration. And the difference is that wahy is only, I mean, as a technical term, it is only referring to the prophets receiving revelation from God. And inspiration is also translated into revelation, but it is specific to the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, because they do not receive any, new religion from God. They just preach the religion of Islam. Now, so wahy revelation, of course, is not limited to the prophets. It can also be revealed to the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. And beside them, we have cases of revelation to other people, like the mother of Jesus, like the mother of Fir'aun, and like Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. So all these people received revelation from God. Now, the question that you raise is one, a specific type of revelation, and direct talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran, we have some verses according to which it seems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly talked to some prophets. For example, especially about Prophet Musa alayhi salam, we have وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah talked to Moses. It seems that, this is chapter An-Nisa, verse 164. It seems that it is a direct talk between God and Moses. And according to some other verses, again, it seems that Allah talked directly to Adam, to Nuh, and to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and according to some narrations, to our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, like on the night of Mi'raj, for example.
So these are without any angel or any mediator between the two?
Yeah, that's okay. The question now. How is it possible?
Okay.
We have a verse in chapter Shura, verse 51, according to which we have three types of revelation. This verse reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله. It is not possible for any human that Allah should speak to him except for one of the following three ways. إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء. Except through revelation or from behind a veil, or send a messenger who reveals by his permission whatever he wishes. According to the narrations and the exegesis of the Quran by the great Muslim scholars, this verse is referring to three types of revelation, although the first type is called wahy, but these are three types of revelation. Let me begin from the third one.
Yes.
The third one is أَيُرْسَلَ رَسُولًا. In many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel, and he talks to his prophet through the angel, like the archangel Jibreel, who was sent down in many cases for our prophet and for other prophets. So this is a very clear example. an angel comes to the Prophet, he conveys the message. The second one is mentioned in this verse as أو من وراء حجاب, from behind a veil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, according to the narrations and the understanding of these scholars, this type of revelation is referring to the time when there is no angel, but a kind of voice is produced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
The Prophet hears the voice, but he does not see any angel.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why Allah says that from behind a veil. So he received the revelation through hearing the words.
And is it clear that this hijab or veil, is it the inner one or the outer one? I mean, hearing the voice from inside or outside? Because now when we are, for example, nowadays, for example, consider an alam, considers a kind of, how can I say, intuition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Inside, intuitive knowledge. So sometimes a voice from inside is calling you, and sometimes no, you hear it with the physical ears from outside. Are we talking about the physical hearing now from outside?
It is, I mean, it is outside, but it is not physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Okay.
So it is different from receiving a call from inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direct one that I will talk about.
Okay.
But this one, talking about Amr Wara'i Hijab,
yes,
the Prophet hears something outwardly, but it's not
okay,
physical, because
mm-hmm,
had it been physical, other people could have
okay,
also heard the same voice. So it is a voice in another, what they call it in Islamic philosophy and mysticism, the malakut, another realm of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But through
it
a
is
miracle,
another dimension.
Exactly.
That. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Through a miraculous way, the Holy Prophet is able to mm-hmm, hear the voice.
Yes.
We know that, I mean, according to the explanation mentioned by the great Muslim, especially Shia scholars of philosophy and mysticism, this world is, has a physical appearance, and at the same time, it has a so-called supernatural reality.
Yes.
For example, in the Noble Book of Quran, we have the verse that وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. All the creatures, everything in this world, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is that how, for example, the trees, the mountains, the seas, they glorify, they say subhanallah. We are not able to listen to them.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Some people have come to mention that no, it's not referring to them uttering anything.
Okay.
But many scholars believe that no, every creature in this world has a unique type of glorification, a unique type of saying subhanallah.
Mm-hmm.
They are repeating that, but we are not able to hear.
That's right.
And we have some stories even regarding our great scholars.
Yes.
In some cases, through a miraculous way, they
mm-hmm,
were able to see, for example, the trees, the birds,
yes,
saying subhanallah or glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And although we have to consider that the type of things we are talking about is not limited to Earth. Even the astronauts, when they have the experience of getting out of Earth, okay,
mm-hmm,
to the other heavens or something like that, they said that the type of voices that we hear over there technically, and we can say in nature, are very much different from what you hear
yeah,
on Earth.
Okay. But again, all these are
and
physical.
The silence, yes.
All these are still physical, and
okay,
we know that at right now...
Yeah, they are physical, but still they are very
yeah,
much different.
Yeah. And okay, right now there are many voices around us
yes,
that we are not able to hear.
Or
because,
deep in the oceans, for example.
Yeah,
yes.
Because, and some of them, they are too loud that we
yes,
are not able to
hear.
Yes. But still, all these are physical, but what we are talking about is not physical.
Mm-hmm.
And now we come to the third part that this verse calls it, أَيُّكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيَا. So the first type was through an angel. The second type was from behind a veil, referring to the fact that the prophet listens, hears some words which are produced. But the third time is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that in this case, the Holy Prophet of Islam, for example, he does not see any angel, he does not hear any word, but he just received the inspiration, the revelation inwardly, directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And according to some narrations, this is the most difficult experience of revelation for the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in some narrations, yes, the companions of the Prophet, they recount that the Holy Prophet was having a very difficult time when receiving the revelation from God. Some scholars believe that this time is referring to the time that the Holy Prophet was receiving the revelation directly from God.
Yes.
So in this case, there is no mediation. There is no mediation of the Archangel Jibreel.
Yes.
No word is produced so that the Holy Prophet hears that.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very personal experience of receiving the revelation directly from God inwardly. So inwardly, the Holy Prophet received the revelation without him seeing the Archangel Jibreel, without him hearing any produced words. He just received the revelation. In one narration, for example, in the book At-Tawheed by Sheikh Saduq, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, الغشيه التي كانت تصيب رسول الله اذا نزل عليه الوحي. Sometimes when the Holy Prophet used to receive the revelation, it was like the Holy Prophet going unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the reason for that? Imam Sadiq عليه السلام explains, قال ذلك اذا لم يكن بينه وبين الله احد. That was the time when no one was acting as intermediary between the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذاك اذا تجلى الله له. That was the kind of manifestation of God for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Of course, as fallible person as we are not able to fathom and understand completely what this experience is all about. But the message that we can receive from the verses of the Quran and the narrations is that, as I mentioned, in some cases, which can be the majority of the cases for our prophet and maybe for other prophets, they receive the revelation from an angel. In some cases, they hear some voices, some words, without seeing the angels. And in some cases, we have a kind of direct talk between God and the prophet, which means that the Holy Prophet or the other prophets receive the inspiration directly, inwardly. And this is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran for some prophets, at least appearance of the verses, the apparent understanding of the verses is that, for example, Kallam Allah Musa Taklima, Allah talked to Moses. It seems that there is no mediation, and we have the same for our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And some people believe that this experience was, experienced by the Prophet during the night of Mi'raj as well, because there was no mediation between the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you very much. Mostly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is symbolized with the concept of light or nur. But is it clear that the nur or light has a voice still being discovered by so many scientists around the world? Maybe one day they will understand that even a light can have a voice. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
On the concept of revelation and direct talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the side of prophets and the infallible imams. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسن.
حسيني وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن